John Pollard. He's from the No More Taxes Committee here based in Lansing. He follows local politics, especially with the Lansing City Council. John, how are you?
Hey, Tony, how you doing? Deja vu, brother.
It is, because your group is called No More Taxes, but the Lansing City Council, although you and your group led a fight to not have any more taxes added on, they're going to try again.
Hey, it's only 4 months later. I'm amazed because, as you recall, after the May 3rd vote, the city council was talking, we'll respect the vote of the people. We won't override the will of the people. But I guess they've changed their minds here in 4 months. And in a way, this is the third bite at the apple. We had the election. Then immediately after the election, the unions tried to get the city council to raise our taxes 3.7 mils without a vote of the people, which they can do during budget times. And now we're back again in November for what I call the third bite at the apple.
Well, you know, it's been said, John, that the city did a poor job in advertising this, if you will. There weren't signs, there weren't commercials, people weren't hitting the streets, so the vote didn't get out, and they think they'll be successful this time. What do you think?
I think that people are hurting and suffering more than they were in May. Gasoline is still high, groceries are still high, utilities have gone up, sewer rates will continue to go up, pensions are going to get taxed next year, and of course, the big kicker is our property values are dropping again 10%, and our homes are turning into worthless nothings here, man.
Well, John, some of the city council members believe, as well as police and fire, we don't have enough police and fire in the streets to protect us. We need the funding for those. We need the funding for infrastructure. How do you respond to that?
We certainly have a need, but of course we don't have enough people who have enough money to pay all of these taxes, and we have more record foreclosures, and city keeps giving away tax abatements to upscale people for neighborhood enterprise zones, which are basically homeowners who get a 50% tax break for 12 years. If you're really this broke, why do you give up 50% tax break to people who can afford homes that are valued maybe twice as much as the average home in Lansing, and then we watch our property values drop, and we should increase our taxes by 30%. That doesn't even make sense. Doesn't make economic sense.
John, one of the last times Mayor Virg Bonero was on this program, he had said when he was requesting more tax dollars that he's always put the city of Lansing first, the people first, and who are you going to trust, he, the mayor, or John Pollard and groups like yours?
Well, apparently the people trusted us in May, and I believe they're going to trust us again. We've got no ulterior motives. We don't make money whether it goes up or down or anything like that. We just need to take a look at this. I mean, we're going to do this based on some numbers that have been projected for next fiscal year. We're only 2 months into the current fiscal year, which started in July, and they can't tell you what the revenues or expenses would be for 6 months into this year, but all of a sudden, they've got some numbers that are going to kick in basically July 1st of 2012, and I don't think anyone really knows what's going to happen there. Now, yeah, they're going to lose some property tax revenue because property values have dropped. But now they're assuming that they're going to wages will go up about $2.5 million if they stop furlough days. Well, why would you stop furlough days, which you've done for 2 years, if you're really hurting? Then they tell me fringe benefits will kick up 12 to 15%. But sitting right over at the governor's office is people are going to pay, instead of 5% premium shares, starting January 1st, they're going to start paying 20% premium shares. So I'm not sure I buy these numbers from an administration who don't ever get numbers or projections right. That's why we spent $2.5 million in 08 more from the rainy day fund, and we came back in 09 and spent $4.5 million because we didn't get expenses and revenues together. Last year it was $1 million, and part of that $1 million use of the rainy day fund came from the fire department when we were all going broke and fighting and working for millages. They overspent overtime, which was budgeted by $550,000. People need to get some controls over their expenses over here.
With less police in the street, with less fire on the job, are you worried about your safety? Are you worried about your home should there be fire?
I'm not worried about my home if there should be fire or police. I'm worried that I won't have a home.
So, John, how are you and No More Taxes committee's supporters going to react to this decision to ask for more tax dollars by the Atlantic City Council?
We're going to vote no. In fact, today I will go and register as the formal opposition again over at the Ingham County Clerk's office, and then I guess you say let the games begin. But I'm thoroughly convinced that when we take this down, even by a bigger margin than the last time, there will be a fourth bite at the apple, which will come in May when they do the budget for next fiscal year, where they're talking about all these deficits, where the city council, without a vote of the people, can raise it 3.722 mils. Not a lot of difference between 3.722 without asking for the without having to come to the people, and 4 mils. It's only about $500,000 a year.
John Pollard is with the No More Taxes Committee. John, we're going to stay in contact with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Tony.